Hello, boys. It's Gary from the Central Coast. I couldn't work out why Paul Gallen was at the front of your photo, but then I realised it's two reasons. It's shortest to tallest and lowest IQ to highest. That's according to one of our listeners. Well, this photo's been discussed at length by a whole range of people on the Continuous Call team. It's the photo that appears on the website. Now, I've got a photo here. So when you log onto the website, you can see, you know, who's on the show, whether it's myself, yep. Piggy. But front and centre is the G-Train, Paul Gallen. And Daryl Roman was blowing up last week saying, I'm the longest serving, you know, member of the team, blah, blah, blah. I should be front and centre in the photo. But nothing's been changed, apparently. So, look, I don't have a problem who's front and centre. Daryl wants to go front and centre, but the management team's decided to put Gallen at the front.
Have you seen the cartoon of the team this year?
The caricature? Right? No, what is it? Give me a look.
It's a shocker.
Oh, no.
Can you just zoom in on Pig, please?
Hey. And Marcus isn't very good either.
It's a shocker.
They've done me dirty too, well, but they've done Pig worse.
Let me say, he looks like some bloke from the Antiques Roadshow. Should be looking at Shelley China.
Well, it's disgraceful.
I don't know who did it. Well, there's a name there. Lucian, whoever he is.
Gal's tall.
You know, the best one.
And skinny.
The last time we had caricatures done, it was done by Boo Bailey, who's the best in the business, the booster. And I've got nothing to do with the Continuous Call team anymore, but...
Can we get Ray?
He listens to the show at Saturday.
Can we get Ray done in a new...
But we haven't used it, have we?
They're putting it on jerseys and everything. We've got a merchandise company making up some Continuous
Call team.
We've
got someone doing this from Specsavers or something.
Just a bit of a G-up.
Gal's happy because he's tall and skinny.
I'll tell you what was funny the other day. Someone sent me, Trevor Long actually used to work with me. Mm-hmm. That you couldn't do it these days, right? You couldn't do it. But back 20, 25 years ago, we're doing this promotion and I've still got them. So we used to say on air that we were franchising. You know, it was a big franchise. The Continuous Call team's a franchise. And we've got and it was about the time Rebo said that Langer was going to be a household name in China one day, you know, from playing rugby league. So we got these caricatures done, probably by Boo, and it was a Chinese blocker, a Chinese me, a Chinese chippy and a Chinese bozo. And then we had Chinese writing at the bottom of the cup. And so we'd give them out to people, you know, ring up and say, look, the Chinese Continuous Call team, they're grabbing a foothold in Beijing with a Beijing rugby league competition. And so we said, so Trevor Long's mum just closed the Walker Road pub and he went up there for the farewell. She sold it. And anyway, mum had in the cupboard one of the Continuous Call team coffee mugs, the Chinese. Can you imagine the blue if we did it these days? There'd be people screaming the joint down about, you know, how dare you. And they missed the point. There was no such thing as a Chinese Continuous Call team. It was just caricatures of us looking Chinese. And as a matter of fact, we could have a Chinese Continuous Call team back here because that's what the caricatures look like.
It's not flattering.
You look like a black Fennigan.
It's a disgrace.
Okay.
Disgraceful.
I'm actually not too bad.
He's taller than me and he's skinnier.
Can I have a look at him?
He's taller than me and he's skinnier.
What about George?
It's horrible.
You're 4 foot
three. I look like I'm about to go roll a couple of balls down the bowling green.
You're 4 foot three.
Andrew, can we put this up on the website?
Put this up on the website.
Excuse me.
People can have a look.
If I can just take a role here as the chairman, former chairman, Andrew, put it on the website. Immediately.
Put it.
Great. And terrific.
I think of all... Don't you know favours?
No way. But Marcus is horrible.
The big man looks lifelike, actually, but Piggy... I'm trying to think what he looked like.
There's a bloke
who's a porcelain specialist on the Antique Roadshow. He's about 100.
I think I look like Sloth from the Goonies.
Why don't I just have a look at my phone at the Antiques Roadshow? Henry. You look like Henry from the Antiques Roadshow.
I don't watch the Antiques Roadshow.
Well, Henry's about 90, but he's an expert on Moorcroft and porcelains and Shelley and all that sort of stuff. Clarice Cliff.
What's that?
Well, that's why you can't be Chumley. You don't know those sorts of things.
It is a shocker. All right, we'll put it up on the website and you can have a look at
it. Can I just ask a question? Mm. Who in management said that this was going on things? Was it Luke?
All of them.
Good. Well, ask them to send a caricature in of Tom Malone and see how he likes it.
We didn't give Piggy a choice. All right, we'll put it up on the website and you can
get
have
them cropped, and all I want you to do is put Piggy and Gal on the
put them all on the website. It's one in all in.
Yeah, I agree.
We're all in together.
You two are in.
Make one of Ray too.
I think Roman
can we get Ray done by the same artist?
Yeah.
please.
Let me just let's say this to you, artist. Okay, as the most senior broadcaster, not just with the continuous call team, but on the station,
right?
It won't see the light of day. Okay,
I might get my own done of you, Ray, and bring it in.
Good, you put it in your wallet because it won't be seen anywhere else. Okay.
You know, some cartoonist.
Actually, you know what? I've got an idea.
Mm. Oh, hello.
I've got an idea.
Hello. He's got an idea. It's taken 20 years, but he's got an idea.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to surprise you one day. All right? I've just had an idea.
Oh, that's riveting radio.
And my brain's in. I wonder what the idea is.
I think
he's pinched it off me.
We'll discuss it this week at breakfast.